Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hi, Edie. Ho, everyone. My name's Mr. Fruit, and welcome back to GG Over Easy, the Fruit Summit edition. Yet again, we have our first recurring guest, which... kind of. I mean, from Legacy GG Over Easy, we had an episode with Dadosan.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure to have you back, Stefan.
It's good to be in the tavern.
Yeah, welcome. We have nothing on tap. I don't have an alcohol license, so.
It got revoked or like just never got it?
This
is going to be a long one.
So.
I got to go grab a White Claw.
We're going to go ahead and start off by saying you can find this podcast everywhere you can find podcasts. When you're listening to it, be sure to subscribe, follow, rate, comment, like, whatever you can do. It's much appreciated. It helps the podcast out. Or if you want your eyeballs to have some entertainment as well, then you can go over to youtube.com/mymrfruit or just search Mr. Fruit on YouTube for these GG Over Easy episodes.
Three cam.
With that out of the way, Dado, where would you put yourself on the alignment chart?
What does that even mean?
Lawful neutral.
Oh, okay.
I like to think I'm pretty lawful neutral. I wouldn't say I'm lawful good, but I also don't think I'm evil in any way. I'd either be lawful neutral or I'd be like right in the middle. Just completely true neutral.
Yeah, I can see that as well. He can be evil, but I can also see the good.
I could see it going a little more lawful.
Yeah, I definitely sway more towards lawful than I do evil. That's for sure. I think, at least.
I respect that.
It depends on what the topic is.
That's this podcast's icebreaker.
Okay, I like that.
I like that too.
No, that's
what would you say yours would be then?
Listen, I only thought about asking him. I didn't think about where I would be.
All right. Lawful.
I would be chaotic neutral, I think.
Chaotic neutral?
You would be a pain in the ass in a D&D campaign. Because I've played lawful good.
I mean, we did do
good.
A D&D campaign.
Yeah, we did it for like 3 episodes. I actually had to take those off to private.
Oh,
because so many people kept asking, like, when are you guys going to continue the D&D campaign? I'm like, I don't know.
It's really hard
to get together as is.
Yes.
I would love to do it again.
It's just
absolutely
impossible to get out of
it. I know. It's like when you have to do D&D, like 2 weeks on, 1 week off, 1 week on, 2 weeks off.
Yeah.
And just like when there's no consistency, that's what makes
it
really
exactly
difficult.
And that's like what keeps a D&D like playthrough going is consistency and having a time to always be there.
Yeah, because then otherwise people are forgetting this and people forgetting that. And just, yeah. Listen, but I would love to do it again.
Lindahl Shadowhoof to the day I die, baby.
Hey, Rob Lamar. The high elf. Yeah.
No, but I played lawful good in a D&D campaign for 1.5 years. And let me tell you, it is exhausting always doing the right thing all the time. Oh, my God.
Really?
Well, that was when we had a problem in our campaign. It was like Blue and Dork or something, where we just had to do something pretty much just to progress the story. It's like not even a major thing. And they're like, no, I don't believe in this. We're just doing it. He's like, no, I'm leaving. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Well, and you guys are going, it's like,
he was sticking to his alignment chart, and that's why he got the point from Dado.
He did.
I mean, you were, and I respect it, but at the same time, you have to kind of stay with the story a little bit so that I don't have to go make a new one. or like do a whole bunch of new setup that I'm like completely unprepared for. Because if you do that, I have to pull up what's like, here's the map. Go somewhere. Yeah. I don't know. Like,
do you think we were a good group to play with? Like, do you think we had what it took to actually like be a cohesive team?
I think once you guys settled into your characters a little bit more, it would have been good. I really like to emphasize role play because the first two campaigns that I did were very very like they felt like we were playing a video game more than we were playing a role playing 100%. Game. And so now I always want to try to push like role play your character, have fun with your character. Yeah. Don't always focus on like what's the best move to make. Focus on what is my character going to do.
Yeah, like don't do it from like your perspective, do it from like what your character
right.
is.
Like,
and,
like do a voice, like have fun with it. Yeah. Like Bless is doing his D&D thing right now and we just hear him screaming and yelling and it's like I would much rather have that than people studying the map for 20 minutes trying to figure out what the best move is.
I took him outside and he was like, I was like, we were hearing you yelling like Danielle and he's like, yeah, I lost my squirrel. I was like wait, what? And he's like, yeah, I'm a forest gnome and I just lost my squirrel.
Just embrace that. Like it's like it might seem cheesy and embarrassing but if everyone's doing it you're gonna have a good
time. Do you think like shows like Stranger Things like help like incentivize like playing games like D&D because like D&D has been like looked at as like kind of a nerdy thing and I think like with shows like Stranger Things it's trying to like put it within pop culture. I mean I think everybody should try it. I love when we play.
It's fun and I think I mean like
is that where you got started like when's your what was your first D&D like my, game
my first D&D game was probably about 3 or 4 years ago when I was just like interested, like I want to play. And my buddy Zepic is a dungeon master. He's been doing it for like years. And he's like, I'll be your DM. And I was like, all right, let's do this. Yeah. And then we just.
And well, now what levels year, are you? Now what levels that character now?
I have a level 14 paladin that was leveled up to 14 over a year and a half.
It took a year and a half to get to 14.
Year and a half to get to 14. Jeez. And a level 9 wizard that took a year.
Oh my God. So about 2.5 years.
We got like level 2 or something.
Yeah, what level were we? Like 4?
I think I was going to give you guys level 2 or 3 when we started the next one, basically.
Our D&D session ended off on a cliffhanger. We were on like a sky fortress, and I floated up there or something after him. That was so sick, dude. That was fun. We got to do that again.
We had Shark in that cavern. Like, I'm going to ride the spider.
Oh, yeah.
And Dad is like, what? He's like, yeah, I'm going to try and ride the spider.
He was like, you have to make an insane roll.
And I was
roll.
Like, you have to naturally crit roll. You have to roll a 20 on a d20 for this to work. And sure enough, he does it. And I was like, I got to go off book. Like, I don't know what to do in this situation.
You're riding that spider now, big guy.
Yeah, like, I was like, I guess you're doing, I don't know what happened. You're just, yeah.
Were we the first, were you, like, was our group, like, the first time you ever DM'd, like, a group? Okay.
Yeah. So I played for about 2.5 years. And I kind of like, you know, kind of learned what I needed to do in order to.
Did
be
you like DMing DM. Or do you? Like
I love play? DMing. Yeah.
Like, so you rather just, play or would you rather play or like DM? Like,
for now, I'd rather DM just because I've played so much.
Mm-hmm.
And just to like, because I like doing voices and I like putting people.
I love the goblin.
I like
voice.
Putting people on the spot.
Yeah.
For like. Like if I have to role play like an NPC essentially.
Yeah.
And like I got to start talking to Blue.
Well, you're not
I'm
just
like,
playing an
how
NPC.
How are you going to handle this one, bud? Like, that's fun to me.
Yeah.
Just seeing how people are going to
Well,
because
you're not only just the NPC. You're like the world, essentially.
Yeah,
you're
the
whole
computer.
Environment. Yeah. And that's sweet. And you hold all the power, which is really cool, too.
Yeah.
And you are friendly to us. Do you think, like, in a natural setting, would you be a hardcore DM? Or do you think you'd be kind of...
No, I think I'd be pretty loose with it. As long as people weren't trying to do, like, drastically stupid or broken things. Like, well
like
beyond...
Fight a dragon when we shouldn't.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, that's...
We just walked
that was,
treasure room
that
door,
was
right?
your decision.
I don't remember.
I didn't tell
I
you to do that.
I
was just a dragon.
Someone attacked, and you were even
I think
like,
it was
you
me
don't want to do this. And you're like, the dragon's like,
it
go away.
It was
100%
away. Rob.
I think it might have been me or something, because you all got mad at me after
and
that.
Then, like,
we all know we all lost
dead.
Our gold.
We lost all of our gold, because we had to, like, we were almost all dead. And he's like, look, give me all your gold and you can leave.
It was,
I'm like, fine.
It was both of you.
Well, we had to give him like a speech, like a heartfelt speech for him not to kill us first.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and everyone was like, bro, we should probably shouldn't go there. And then what? It was you and Fruit. Eventually,
I mean, Rob probably egged me on and was like, yeah, it's a dragon.
Eventually,
dude.
You start like negotiating with the dragon. And at the end of the encounter, you're like, you see, did. Guys, we got this. You're like, we just lost our fucking gold. What are you talking about?
Oh, no, I think done? Shark swung at it or something like that. Because
I mean,
his like ghost shot up.
It was
no,
either that or I'll be honest.
I forget
I
what his
tried
character
to
name was.
Get an assassin.
For those who know like literally nothing about D&D, dragons are really, really hard to kill. And all these guys were like level 1. So there was basically no way that
no
they were going to kill it.
We didn't know
and
that.
So in order for me to not immediately annihilate the party, I was just like, Look, yeah. This is your way out of this situation. You either give me all your money or you all get to make new characters. And yeah, we start this again. All
right, I guess.
So, yeah. I spent a lot of time on my backstory. I don't want to write another one. Yeah. Please.
So that was fun.
I don't even know where like my character sheet is.
It's all saved on Roll 20.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Sweet. Yeah, we can just get all that stuff.
I just got to remember what my email and password is.
We should address, though, really quick, why you're trying to be like Ninja.
Oh, yeah.
For those listening, Datto has purple hair.
I have purple hair with a pink stripe down the middle. This was one of my Guardian Con charity incentives.
Not a midlife crisis or anything like that.
No, I'm too young to be a midlife crisis. Not yet.
Oh, so that's too young?
29. I don't know. I'll be 30 in September.
35.
That's wild, dude. What's that like? Yeah. Like knowing you're turning 30. Are you gonna have like a big party or anything? Like,
my dad wants to throw me a big party.
Yeah, you should. Like 30.
See, originally it was gonna be like a week after Shadowkeep launched. So everyone's like, "What are you gonna do for your birthday?" I was like, "Probably work on videos, I guess." Like, I don't know. But now that it's not, like, I have a little more time. I don't know. 30 is like. Almost for me, like the first little sense of my mortality.
Yeah.
It's just like 30 is where you start to be like, all right, I'm not as maybe agile anymore. Yeah. Like,
I got to stretch.
Yeah. Like, it's, I don't know.
I should eat right.
It's
maybe.
The first little hint of like, you're an adult now and like, but not on like the young side. I mean, I guess technically you're still on the young side of being an 100%. Adult, but you're entering that mid-level area.
Yeah, 100%. Like the transition, I think is like around like 36, 37 is like, that's when you're an adult. Like that's when I think.
Cause I don't feel like I'm about to turn 30.
And I don't think you look 30 or like feel 30 or anything
very
like
young,
that.
And it actually kind of makes me mad that I don't look more distinguished as a man.
Wouldn't you rather like kind of look younger?
What would make you feel more distinct?
I don't know. Just like maybe when I shaved, I didn't look like I could be an extra in a high school TV show. Like if I shaved,
hey man, I got that too. Okay.
I still have my Villanova student ID.
Yeah.
And if I shaved, I could probably use it.
Yeah.
No problem.
I could too with mine. Yeah. Honestly, I still have my ID.
I will say it does make the cosplays a little bit easier to
100%, yeah.
Looking a little bit younger. So, yeah. It's, I don't know, it's interesting. I don't feel 30.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I have the maturity of a 30-year-old. Mm-hmm. Like, I know.
Well, you played Doki Doki Literature, so I mean.
Also a charity incentive, by the way.
And your mother picked the name of your character, some, right?
No, my mom just happened to tune into the stream, and she wanted me to pick Monica.
And she never goes in a stream.
She does sometimes. She doesn't have like a username.
But she doesn't type
or
anything.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't type or anything.
What are these girls doing?
Is she Prime Sub? Prime Sub or anything?
No, she doesn't have an account. She just watches. That's it. And she happened to be watching on that day. She's like, pick Monica. And then 2 hours later, she's like, why is this? I won't spoil. Well, I guess I could spoil it. Why is this character doing this to themselves? I'm leaving.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, yeah, that's probably for the best. You didn't pick a good day.
She's super invested in the story. Like,
Come on.
You didn't pick a good day. So, yeah, I don't know. It's 30 is it's weird, but I don't feel 30. And I guess it doesn't really matter too much in the long run.
For sure.
Well, if I've found anything, I don't think you're ever going to feel your age.
No,
it's like
definitely
with your
not.
Parents growing up, you're like, oh, they got it all figured out.
Yeah.
And you realize they had nothing figured out. Nobody's got anything for you, really.
People ask me, like, are you going to have kids? I'm
oh my gosh.
I can't even take care of myself. Like,
what's for dinner tonight?
If Danielle didn't show up, like, I wouldn't be able to take care of myself, like, kids. But then again, I think about it, like, Leopard, for example, he has two kids.
Yeah.
And he's basically my age. And
is
I'm just
he
like,
really?
He's really close to my age. If, like, not,
I didn't know that.
We're maybe a year or
and
a couple
he's a
years
gamer,
apart.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
and
tight.
I just
he's
think about
guy.
That.
I love him.
If I was in Leopard situation with two kids, I'd be like, I don't have the mental capacity to handle this.
Yeah.
I don't have the mental or emotional capacity to handle something like that right now.
One of my favorite clips on Twitch of all time is like Leopard playing D1, and you can see like his like son Luke. He's like maybe two.
I can send you this clip, by the way.
And okay. he's just like sitting on the tune. He blade dances, and Leopard's all smiling, going killing everybody, and you just see Luke. Like, kind of like slouch over, and then also just falls over, and then. He dies. He goes, oh, nice shots. Like, nice shots.
He
and
then, does not notice his child.
Like, it's like 30 seconds has gone by.
Keep in mind, his child is totally fine.
Yeah, everything's okay.
No, there's no problems.
Yeah, Carrie walks in, his wife, and goes, Luke's on the ground. Did he put himself down there? He's like, I don't know how he got down there. It's so funny.
Definitely
one of my
showed
favorite
this clip
clips.
That it was,
the only thing I knew about Leopard for the longest time was, and go, Leopard, go.
Oh, that was the Crota.
That's Crota.
Yeah.
Yeah, watching Crota and Gulp Your Go. Just over and Gulp Your
it's
Go.
It's crazy how far like the Destiny raids like came, like for like World's First, like and Go Leopard Go. Why doesn't like Leopard like is he in the raid
why
team
doesn't
anymore?
He,
go? he switched to Fortnite for like a long time. He's only pretty recently gotten back into Destiny.
Yeah.
My guess would be that he has children.
He has
that would be one of my guesses. But
really
otherwise he's
much
just
attention.
Yeah, he was just out of the game for a long time. Like I think Crown was the first time that he actually was.
Do you know what place you got in Crota?
Third.
Yeah, third in Crota.
Third in Crota. Yeah.
Man.
So
one day.
The only raid we've ever finished day one was Leviathan.
You guys placed pretty well in Leviathan, if I remember.
We would. Oh, my God. Don't get me started, dude.
We could have legit been
but
the,
don't,
the
like, don't say
first.
It wasn't like you to be like, oh, well, let's just like explore and stuff.
Okay,
because,
but that was because after Dogs, I was like, there's no way. Like, it's over.
Yeah.
And then we got Kalos on our fourth try.
Yeah, we had the fastest clear day one on Kalos.
Wow.
Easily. Like the final boss fight, nailed it.
Maybe like three tries.
But for some ungodly reason,
we
it took us like 2.5 hours on Dogs. Everything else a bop.
So we held two records. We had the longest it took on Dogs on day one.
Yeah,
but the shortest Kalos kill. So basically, we just fucking suck. Really,
we got like what, like top 20, right? Like,
I think so.
I think you did. You guys did pretty well. I want to check, but I remember you guys doing
we were like top 30.
I want to say like 14.
I'm saying, dude, we could if we grinded and we put a team together, we could do some damage, dude.
Of course we could.
I think we could do some damage, dude. Get me, you, Kev, Blue, and just find two grinders.
Two clones of Dado,
some
got it.
Some Gruden grinders, dude, and put them on the team.
All right, I'm looking. Hang
someone
on.
Someone in, I don't know who.
The problem, too, Dado, was after we did Dogs, me and a couple people were just like, well, we were all sad.
Yeah.
But then when you come up to the room before Kalos, mainly pissed.
Because we just knew.
But when
we're
you go into the Kalos room,
so dumb.
In like the purple room, you see like you start to see the doors and like the underbelly. Like,
yeah,
we're like, all right, we're not getting World's First. Let's just explore. So we spent like 45 minutes exploring.
Yeah,
okay, it was a.
My team I know did some exploring too. Maybe it wasn't Leviathan, but it was something where we spent a bunch of extra time exploring, and I'm just like, why? Yeah, like come on, look, you guys finished 26th. After 7 hours and 40 minutes, the first clear was 5 hours 34 minutes. So within
two hours
of first clear.
That's not bad.
And that was with the exploring.
Who
if
was
we
that,
just
who was
shaved
on that,
that dog time, man.
It was you,
Kev,
Shark.
Versus and Shark.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. And if Shark was maybe bottom tree or top tree, right?
No, he was.
He still fights this day about that subclass.
Yeah. We spent half that raid. We were doing this was during Dogs too.
Yeah.
And he was using Shadow Shot. And I think he was using Quiver.
Oh.
And he was like, dude, that's the best tree. We're like, we don't need that right now. Like, that doesn't help. But he's like, it's the best tree. And I mean, he died on that hill.
On God.
Day.
Like,
he was like, I'm defending. He wouldn't switch. And he was getting pissed. And he died on that hill that day. So we don't let him.
He never
switched.
He died. He's been dead on the hill for a long time. Like.
Yeah. We're like, Shark, I get it. Probably for PvP. Yeah. Go Quiver. At the current time, just that or the other. Like, yeah, sure, but that's not what we need right now.
His logic was because on top tree you get Keen Scout, so you get the enhanced radar and all that.
Yeah,
and he was like
that's so sick.
And he was
for everybody.
And he was just like, no, the reason I'm picking bottom tree is because you lose a perk on top tree. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? He's like, Keen Scout's useless in PvE. I was like, oh, shut the fuck up. Like,
it's like that's not how you. Okay,
that's not the point.
Yeah, you don't. Well, this really gives me three helpful abilities. How helpful are the abilities you're getting?
Yeah.
But anyway, that was all over the point. But yeah, aside from the dogs, everything went so well.
That was a good raid. I really like that raid. Leviathan was pretty sweet.
Historically, we've placed pretty well on raids, though. Like, we've always pretty much always done it day one, except for Wrath.
And Riven.
Which Wrath wasn't our fault.
Yeah, I don't think we finished
last
day
Riven,
Wish.
We didn't get a chance.
I was just too under level, dude. If I was like grinded enough, like
Last Wish, you really needed to be.
Yeah, that one was definitely the most punishing.
We
if you
still
were not
pretty good. Last Wish, it's just you guys had to because it was.
But it was the like sisters, whatever, right? That part where you have to go and you sit all in the Illuminati thing and you do the puzzles. We just couldn't DPS fast enough before they did the wipe phases.
Oh, like, Shirochi?
Yeah. Like Rob and someone else. More
it was
like
two
like,
hits
just
and
had
I would
enough.
Literally,
yeah.
Like we're just low enough level that like literally had to have god DPS, but not just one, like every single
time. It had to be flawless if we were going to clear.
I was an idiot during Last Wish, like omega idiot in the middle, because I mixed up the buttons of grenade and super when holding the Eye of Riven.
Oh, no. And so, that was confusing, though. Like, it was. I always thought so.
We ended up just completely forgetting that mechanic for Shirochi. We just omega burned her every single time without interrupting.
Jesus.
Because we were just like, we don't know what this does. When in reality, I was just hitting the wrong button for that and Morgoth as well, until someone else picked it up and was like,
hey,
did it.
Dad,
wait,
what are you doing?
Didn't you mean this button? And I was like,
oh my god,
I meant the other button. So yeah, that was a nice job by me.
And then what did you get on that raid?
Third.
Last Wish, third.
Jeez. You got a lot of top finishes, but...
Yeah, don't remind me.
You just went right into the open wound.
Like, why don't you raid with us, dude?
I was talking about... I mean, you're like me in Pokemon. When I did my tournaments, all the big tournaments, like states, regionals, that stuff, second place every time.
Yeah.
Never had a first. So I get to the finals every time. Second place.
I got two silvers and two bronze.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of, like, we don't talk about those.
Yeah.
The lowest I think I've placed is like 29.
What was that?
Hey, that's
I think that was
than
actually Scourge.
Oh.
Yeah, we did not play well in Scourge as a unit.
I mean, Scourge's clear was what, like
two hours?
Oh, it was 2 hours.
It was,
that was
it
when was, I, we weren't really playing Destiny.
No.
That was partly because also of a glitch that allowed infinite revives.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So, and everyone was like super over-leveled and all that. Mm-hmm. So I thought Crown was like the best that they've handled the world
Crown.
First race far.
The contest modifier.
Well, that's what I was going to say. The contest modifier, I think, is definitely probably the reason
why. I'm surprised we didn't have it sooner, because in other games like Final Fantasy...
Wait, was it the contest?
You can...
Didn't it like even out your levels or something?
Yeah.
Well, another MMO is obviously Destiny's not an MMO, but you can level sync whenever you want to get like different rewards. So
this is Final Fantasy 14.
Yeah. And then they also always have the modifier. So it's like, why? I don't know why it didn't come in sooner for a world's first race to sync your level down to what the raid wants you to play it as.
I think Bungie just severely underestimates how quickly people can actually level in a super optimized way.
Yeah. Bungie's probably like, people have lives. Well, some people...
No.
No.
Yeah.
Well, it's like a mix of people have lives, but also we're going to have every raid race on Friday in the middle of the day.
I'm glad. Isn't this like next one on like Saturday or something like that?
It's the first time they're doing it on
Saturday. Which is awesome. That's really cool.
So they have Saturday and the contest.
So wait, are we doing that one then?
So. Well, why do you think I'm playing Solstice and stuff, man? Come on.
Maybe because...
Trying to get that title.
No, I'm just trying to get the 2.0.
We started that. He's like, I'm going for this title. I'm going for my first title too, MMXIX. And we can do this. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to do this. And that's just, you know, that's too much.
Yeah, I mean, if you haven't kept up, it's definitely a bit much. I think the Notorious Armor is probably the biggest pain.
That's
followed
the only
by the
thing I'm missing.
Yeah. I mean,
Rob's like, what?
Fortunately, you only need one set. Like,
if I
you're
needed
going
the whole
for,
set, I wouldn't have even bothered.
Yeah, no, if you went for like something like Reckoner, like that's a pain.
Oh my
god. Do you have Reckoner?
I just got it literally here.
Oh.
Like
oh that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah. No, sorry. That was I got Chronicler here the day before I got Reckoner.
Oh, okay.
So the only title I have left is Unbroken, which I can't even get this season anyway because I need to hit Legend two more times.
Oh, yeah.
And I just haven't bothered to
do you have a seventh column? Like, don't you have to like get like every medal in PvP?
No.
Oh, you don't have to?
The biggest ones I think for that are just getting Legend three times in different seasons.
Yes.
Oh, so that's
by
just means
far
you have
the
to
hardest
like play.
One. Yeah, you have to
what
hit
is that, 5,000?
5,500. the highest level that you can get.
But
or maybe
blue,
it's like 5,450.
Blue,
whatever.
Couldn't be me.
You were gonna get Revoker or whatever, Reckoner this week, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, I could do this week, but I'm probably not gonna. But yeah, it fucking sucked.
It's
the worst.
It's you have to play so much Gambit Prime.
People complain about the auto rifle being like 40 Gambit games. It's like try having to play like 200 to get this stupid title.
Yeah, you have to do 50, at least 50.
Yeah.
Because you need to kill an enemy that basically only spawns once per match. Two if you're playing a really slow game. And you need to get damage on it. And that's for one part of it. And then you need to play more games for all the other roles too.
But you play Gambit
the
Perfect 20, in every match. And it would just
couldn't
take,
be me, man.
The 20
like
Gambit matches.
Games.
Yeah.
We had to play for the Solstice armor.
That was
already enough to set me off.
That was bad. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I don't mind Gambit. I just have to kind of zombie out.
Well, it didn't
out.
Help.
I just
had
zombie
you
out.
On the team.
I just invade.
We would. We
that,
would.
That was
we
my
would
rule.
In the thing, it would be like Rob. Like Hostiles killed six. Mm-hmm. Moats Bank three, and like Guardians killed six. That was it.
Yeah,
that's his whole thing.
But if he killed a lot of moats, then he's
I
doing his job.
I
no,
did,
but that's why like Hostiles defeat was like six.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
all he was doing. He didn't.
But like
he didn't do anything.
The rule was the only way I'm playing Gambit with you guys.
Watching like My Hero. Or
yeah, so the only way I'm playing Gambit with you guys is if I get to invade every time and get kills with my Void Sniper because I got to kill enemies with Void weapons.
Just
and I was like,
PvP.
And I'm not gonna go play PvP and then do this. I was like, I'm gonna knock two birds with one stone. I'm out of here. And it was awful.
So yeah, we're losing games. And we look at the scoreboard, it comes out like primeval damage 2%. It's just like,
like every time that portal opened, dude. It.
Yeah, just straight up.
Yeah, Rob, you would see, I would look over some time, he's just like AFK in front of the portal. And then you see it, you kind of see his character moving and jump into the portal.
Oh, it's my turn.
Well, because like I'd be playing, and then like I have like my feet up always like this, like on the thing, and then I'm like watching My Hero, and then I'm like, just go.
And then you hear invasion portal active, yeah, and then you hop in.
Yeah, exactly. I may as well have like an AFK macro.
Yeah.
And that's what I was telling them. And like the reason why you were talking about how much you hate Rumble is like because you like nobody's playing and stuff. That's my favorite reason why people like Rumble's yeah. the best.
Well, when I had to play Rumble for whatever weapon, maybe it was Redrix or maybe it was Luna, I forget. Like I only went up against people who feel like all they did was play Rumble.
Yeah,
that's what
all
I
day.
Feel like. When
like
I, do with Rumble.
I just like the sweatiest. Like
you're like
super
I will play quick play
dudes.
Over Rumble over.
Oh, 100%
over
100%. And now the problem in Rumble is that three of the six people are AFK.
Yeah,
which just like I don't want to play running around the map simulator. I want to shoot
yeah.
people.
And that's what like you talked about like in your kind of latest video is something that I really liked is that like. When someone like casts a super, you're not like playing against it, you just run from it. It's
unless,
like,
oh. unless you're me, and then people just charge at you, no problem. Like, people against me are fearless,
yeah, like, because they know it's like Datto. Like,
well, that's part of it, but also just like people will just rush at me with no fear
yeah.
at all. And I feel like I always have to play. Like, I'm just running away from everybody. Mm-hmm.
They go so out of their way, too. Like, I've legit played, like, several PvP matches where, like, I'm weak. I run past two dudes. They don't even see me or that I'm low health. And just go straight for Datto.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they go that far for just the
yeah.
best YouTuber kill of the day.
I really
Sorry,
need
I was
to
just,
make
I was having a bad
another thing. Account just to see what PvP would be like without two or three people constantly chasing me down.
Yeah,
I imagine
it's
fun.
I don't want to play in Rob's account.
Oh, dude, it's awesome. Like, there's just kids who are AFK. The games last maybe 4 minutes because I just run around and kill them all with my
the
Void
Sniper. The strat was to not play for, like, the entirety of the
yeah.
game.
Yeah.
So he has a super low MMR. He's,
yeah, like,
he's
half the lobby's
brain.
Not playing. They're all spinning around,
dude,
like, walking
brain.
Forward, sideways,
I
backwards.
Just, I've just noticed I've Jump. Been trying to do videos on, like, zany loadouts or weirder loadouts
yeah.
with guns no one uses. And it just makes me realize more and more that no one doesn't use a sweaty loadout. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like pretty much everything. And then, like, because I've been doing like a series, whatever, it's like comparing console meta to PC. So I'm using what console likes, but PC doesn't use.
Yeah.
So you go into Guardian GG and look at like PvP weapons.
Yeah. You can see all the stats across all the platforms.
And it's just like PC is hand cannons, like top five or hand cannon.
Yeah.
Is it really?
NG, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And like, and then console, though, you have like a pulse rifle, like two pulse rifles, two hand cannons, like, I forget what the other
it's
one
just
was.
Like so different
or something else yeah and then energy is like PC it's like 40% Lord of Wolves
yeah
and like all this kind of stuff like it's just a totally different like everyone there just like sweats
mm-hmm.
like there's no like you know I think I'm gonna try an auto rifle no
I have actually been using Galren's right hand auto rifle
I've heard it's good.
And
I got that from
yeah,
the raid.
It's not bad like if you can Twice. Find the sweet spot of like where you're dominant and no one else is. It's a really small range, but if you can find that range, you'll kill some people for sure. But you just if you're out of that sweet spot, literally like 5-10 meters, you're just
the problem I find is you have to be far enough that a hand cannon can't three tap. But then at that point, you're probably looking at a sniper rifle.
Right.
Man, talk about shitty weapon archetypes, Blue. Oh sure, wow, scout rifles, man, are they the best?
I made a video on. Some scout
you made
rifle.
A scout rifle video?
Yeah, and I was like, scouts suck.
Oh, they do?
They suck
it's
so bad.
So
yeah.
bad.
I've actually been since I've been playing so much PvP, whenever Equinox comes up, I've been making some Catalyst progress on my Jade Rabbit.
Oh, man.
That thing actually shreds on Equinox. I do have the Catalyst. Oh, yeah. Everywhere else, go, it's baby. Garbage.
When they're in their range, they feel amazing, but like that's like two standing
Literally,
spots.
Equinox is the only map I would ever even consider using.
Equinox is like the one where it's like the Trials of the Nine has like a square in the middle of the map or something.
No.
It's like an L shape around the edge, and then you have like that interior section where the
heavy ammo and stuff.
It's just a big old map.
That's the only one. Mm. But enough D2, since that's your entire life.
That's fine.
What else is going on in Stefan's life?
I've just been really busy. Yeah, I finally got the last piece of furniture in my house. We were waiting for a bed for like...
Have we done an ad either?
Oh. Well, while the camera's going out...
Hey!
Christian, we are going to cut to an ad break now.
Oh, shit.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning, flavored air device that does that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural, and instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool, and I look cool using it. So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit by trying fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description. Tryfume.com/GG.
And welcome back to the GG Over Easy podcast, where
there are no technical difficulties at all.
Yeah, none of those.
What are you flashing over there? Just deuces up and down? You're acting like there's three cameras and somehow you're avoiding
you're like,
all
welcome
of them.
Back. I'm like, welcome back, dude.
Gang. I was asking Dado about his life, and that's when we're like, whoa, we don't care. And that's when we,
whoa,
and that's when we cut
no,
to it.
More so a cliffhanger. People are like, oh, yeah, yes, what's finally going on get to hear life? About furniture. Like, yes. Here we go. This is what I've been waiting for.
Nah, I just,
not about what Dado thinks of scout rifles and no. where they belong in the meta.
Yeah, go find my channel if you want to hear anything. I'm good with talking about Destiny. No, man, I just been really busy with the house and everything. Number one thing about getting a house is I was not ready for how much stuff I have to worry about in my house.
Constantly.
At all times.
Yeah.
It's just everything feels like it's on fire all the time.
Everything breaks.
Like, once you finally feel caught up, you're just like, something's wrong. Exactly. Like, why do I feel like I'm missing something? Because you always have something to do. But,
or a bill to be paid. Or...
Yeah, just... anything, but yeah, just been keeping real busy with the YouTubes and everything, coming up on 1 million subs.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hey, yeah, that. This is when we can make our
oh!
Screw PewDiePie, Screw T Series Datto's Datto. 1 million.
Let's push Datto to 1 million. I mean,
we don't know when this is coming out.
Million? So, million. He may already be at 1 million.
Well, how late were you planning on putting these out?
I mean,
well, so
can we date this podcast?
I mean, we could.
Yeah, well, I mean, they know it's, you know, it's saying, what's the date?
It's the 7th. Today's
July,
the 7th.
Or July. August 7th. So the thing is
1984.
Because we want to at least disperse them at least like a week apart. So there's one like guest at the Fruit Summit and then one where you're doing the normal one. So that way we can at least do a current-ish podcast.
So this is not coming until like September. I'm probably not going to be at 1 million in September anyway, so
Datto. No, totally. When Shadowkeep, bro.
Well, Shadowkeep's October now, bro.
Oh, well, I think even then. I mean, you might do
some Borderlands. You never know.
Yeah. I don't know. With my
Do you plan on doing Borderlands?
See, the problem was that...
You know it's serious when he starts.
So it comes out on the 14th. Shadowkeep was supposed to come out on the 17th, right? So my original plan was just like, I'll just stream it for 3 days. We'll have fun with it and whatever. And then
I drop
it. Shadowkeep. But now I have 2.5 weeks with Borderlands before Shadowkeep comes out. So now I'm like, do I do YouTube content? Like, I'm only going to be doing it for this really short amount of time. And I don't want people to sub
for that. And then like while Shadowkeep is going on, they think you're going to like keep doing it. Like, and then you're just kind of.
Hopefully my name would imply that I would be covering Destiny first. Yeah. But yeah, I just don't want people to sub to the channel for a bunch of Borderlands stuff.
Because like, what if those pop off and then it's like people expect you to try and keep those up while Destiny's going on?
Yeah, I hate having too much success.
And I just...
that is too much.
I just don't want to do that because I've tried to cover multiple games at the same time. It's never gone well. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a lot of work to be like a super expert in even just one game. Doing it on two games...
I'm three games. So.
Like, at least doing what I'm... Because I'm streaming and doing YouTube. Maybe if I was just doing one or the other, it would be a little more forgiving. Yeah. But trying to do YouTube content and stream content at an expert level... It's just...
Impossible.
It's so hard to do. I'm still... You know,
if
trying
you
to
have
out
like
what
something
to
upload, sure, but like you're not gonna have like all right, like a list of something.
Yeah, like I was already like mentally prepared to not invest too much time into it, and I've now missed like an event or two that I could have gone to that I just didn't because I was like, I'm only gonna play this for like 3 days when it first comes out.
Yeah, true.
And then I'm gonna drop it immediately. Mm-hmm.
No shame. So. See ya.
Well, because Destiny's my home, right? Yeah. Like, with the Destiny community, a lot of people come from Borderlands, and, like, Borderlands is their home, right? And they're going home. Destiny's my home. I'm not going to Borderlands full time.
You're getting, like, an Airbnb for a little bit.
Exactly.
Having a good time.
And then I'll go back to Destiny.
Weekend in Vegas.
I gotta go home, and we'll go to work.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I was already, like, mentally committed to, like, not doing anything, so now I'm not really sure what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
So,
take it from someone who has subs from God only knows how many games. I gave up on worrying about who's going to sub for what.
Yeah.
At this point, it's like, you get some. When is Slime Rancher coming back? I'm like, well, I tried that. No one watched.
My mom asked that.
When is this?
I'm like, not kidding. She
like,
likes
when is
your Slime
this
Rancher playthrough.
Super bizarre video I've only done one on coming back. And then it's like, hey,
or like
you're
King
not
of Crown
Overwatch.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Or like, you're,
yeah.
I don't like Destiny. Do the other stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've been variety for probably longer than you were only Destiny at this point.
But somehow I'm still, people still think I'm only Destiny.
Yeah. Well, I mean, your Destiny videos lately were popping off. This is beginning of August, by the way.
Let's go. Yeah, hopefully.
Just for reference.
Now they're dead.
I don't know if he's still doing videos when this comes out on Destiny.
Man,
but
I hate that my Destiny viewers only get 150,000 to pop
on
the first
day. I'm
going to
put like a big thing on the thing that says videos are still doing great.
Yeah.
Like, just like flashing. Like, whenever
don't worry. Just flash the social blade real quick. It's like, are they?
Everything's fine.
Although we were joking, I'll probably have another 1 million subscriber party before I have a 2 million subscriber party.
Well, because in the back of your car, it was the sign from your 1 million sub party. And I was how long ago was that?
My parents,
and not thinking how kind of a dick
that.
Question
yeah.
that was. I was
my
like,
parents
that's kind of a long time
threw
ago.
Me like a 1 million sub party, like got some friends, like a surprise party. It was like once I hit the 1 million, that was the get. Because like the next one is like, what, 10 million?
Right. Yeah. Like, that's the thing for me is like I just want
to
hit that 1 mil.
Is 10
just, like,
million diamond? Have you gotten your million?
Yeah, plaque? But I got it right before they like refreshed it.
Oh,
because now they've done a new one, and some people who had gotten old ones like then also got new ones. but I haven't been contacted.
I want to see it after we do this, like what your old one
is. The old one cooler than the new one?
No.
Oh, you like the new one better. Yeah. Okay.
Mine's just like the gold button.
Yeah.
In like a frame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's I didn't realize they had a new one.
Yeah, they've changed it. Oh. Where it's like it's all like a gold plaque with like some engraving, but then they do like your channel avatar and like some other stuff on it. Oh.
All right.
And the diamond play button is 10 million.
That's
right?
10 million. And then who cares? I'm not holding my breath. Yeah, neither am I. I mean, I wasn't holding my breath for a million for a while. Because there's been plenty of times.
Do you think if you were Data Does Fortnite, you would have 10 million?
Absolutely not. No.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
No.
No, like say you had the popularity that you did of Destiny and it transferred over to Fortnite and whatever happened with the Fortnite numbers happened.
And you've been 10 since million? Day one.
Huh? Yeah. And like you hit it, and you just hit that.
I think eventually hit I would, wave. But at this point.
Like, covering Fortnite news, man. Like.
Imagine. Absolutely not, dude.
I was this close to being a Fortnite champ.
I've already thought of like what I'm gonna say when I hit the million, and I'm just gonna say it only took me two Fortnite videos, or I only made two Fortnite videos.
Yeah,
because everyone in the Fortnite bonanza last year was like million sales, million sales, million sales. Like, well, I've only been going for 5 years now, and you got a million channel, million sub YouTube channel in how long?
Yeah.
27 minutes. Okay. That 27 makes me feel real good. So, it's not like it's undeserved or whatever. It's just like a little bit of a man.
Just different demos.
Really picked the wrong game, man.
Yeah. God, Dano. How could you not see that coming?
That's my bad.
I don't want you to be Dado Does Fortnite.
I didn't want to be Dado Does Fortnite.
Well, I remember Epic sent me out. I was there to like see some early stuff and work with like the team for Paragon at Epic Games at the time.
Oh, don't do this to me.
But I was going playtest and all this stuff. And while we were there, we got a tour.
Yeah.
And then they're like, over here is like this game, Fortnite. Like we announced a little while ago, like it's still early on. We can send you like some keys if you want later on to like try it. It's like coming along slowly.
It's so crazy that it's just like
It was like small little corner of the thing, and they're like talking about it. Like it sounded like it was just kind of failing.
That like Paragon was gonna be Paragon was the focus
at that point at the studio. Well, like Paragon.
Why there was no reason not for it to be the focus, because I know Fortnite Save the World came out and it was like it was kind of like lukewarm, but like there was some micro transaction stuff in there that people were not really a fan of.
So it was like totally lukewarm reception.
Yeah.
And then fast forward a year, Paragon's been canceled. Fortnite is taking over the world. You know, like
crazy. Yeah.
No one could have seen it.
No, I mean,
I remember you were like, I remember joking you gotta play Fortnite. Like, it's a lot of fun. And I was like, well, I don't know, man. I hate BRs.
He did.
I loved it. Too? I liked it. Yeah. I did.
My God. You know that exact situation happened with me, just the Paragon?
Oh my God.
Now look where we are.
See,
he's going to get you to now.
Early Fortnite, I was fine with because people weren't building the Empire State Building every time.
That's what it was for me, too.
Yeah, like, so it was just like, oh, I built a little ramp here, and then like, oh, I built a double ramp, like crazy. And now people are just like, and I'm just like, I'm over it. Like, spare
editing
me.
And all that kind
of
stuff.
I'm done. I like, can't do that. You need like an MMO mouse to like hit all those different commands.
But they don't, which is weird. They're all just like turbo built, cracked out. And just,
I just don't. I don't have like the...
I
got WoW fingers, but that's 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-2-2-2-2-1-1-1-1-1-1-2-2-1-1-1-3-1-1-1-3 Like maybe I hit a control R every once in a while, but that's about it.
What does control R do?
Control R for me was any sort of slowing ability.
Oh, okay.
So like Earthbind Totem or Hamstring.
Are you gonna do any vanilla content?
I want to, but it comes out the week of PAX.
Oh,
like
what? 2 weeks now, right?
Or like about three weeks.
Yeah.
I would love to play Classic WoW.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like that week is PAX week, so like a bunch of MathFest people are coming up, and then I got a full day where I'm doing cosplay stuff, and then we got to do this, and we can do that. So like, I'll maybe play the first day, and then the rest of the week is just like I'm hanging out with my buds.
Well, and then like the problem with WoW is it's like if you're playing WoW, you're playing WoW,
right?
Like you're playing 12 hours a day, like especially WoW vanilla.
Oh,
like,
yeah, where it takes forever to level up.
Like, how long does it take to go to zero full level in WoW vanilla?
It could take you weeks. Like, depending on what class you're playing and how long you're playing, it could take you a pretty long time because things were not nearly as forgiving.
And that's if you grind 8 hours a day.
Maybe not that long. Okay. For me, it just felt like it took a long time because it was my first MMO.
You're probably like in high school or.
Yeah, and we were also not playing on what the WoW Classic patch is going to be, or mm-hmm. in this case is, which is 1.12.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I started playing...
See, it comes up everywhere.
The 1.12.
Oh, yeah.
That's see, weird. I told you, bro. It comes up everywhere.
I started playing before that patch, and that patch was, like, the one where they actually kind of started to get their stuff together mm-hmm. with, like, classes and abilities and talent trees and yeah. stuff like that. So before that, it was even more brutal.
Mm-hmm.
And I played a warrior, which was the most difficult class or slowest class yeah. to level up.
Now, do you think it's kind of like the love blinders are on, like everyone thinks they're going to love vanilla?
Rose tinted glasses.
Definitely think a huge part of it will be rose tinted glasses mm-hmm. for sure.
Do you think it would be for you too? Or it,
partly?
Yeah.
Yeah. The big thing for me for why I liked playing Vanilla WoW when I was playing it was community.
Mm-hmm.
And each server had its own community and yeah. its own rivalries and yeah. friendships and challenges. And, you know, a lot of communication happened on those server forums.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I really liked
yeah.
about the classic experience. Like, yeah. you didn't have all this LFG stuff. You didn't have mm-hmm. all this, you know, things that automatically put you in a thing and then just shit you back out yeah. when you're done mm-hmm. with whatever dungeon.
And the world, like,
doing.
Feels bigger too, because, like, not everybody has mounts, so you can't, like, fly around the world and stuff like
but
that.
But also another huge thing was that everything was new. We yeah. didn't know how to do everything, mm-hmm. right? Like, I've seen reports when, like, new raids come to private servers for WoW,
mm-hmm.
like, guilds will just completely annihilate them in
because they know the what exactly
they know what to do.
Yeah,
they know what to do. They know how to optimize their gear. They know how to do this. They know how to yeah. do that. There wasn't essentially a market for knowledge back mm-hmm. then, like there is now.
Yeah,
like I'm part of that market. Mm-hmm. I'm a seller of knowledge mm-hmm. on the YouTube channel.
100%.
Knowledge is money.
All this knowledge.
Knowledge is money now, whereas back then it wasn't.
Yeah,
and
because the internet just kind of was. I mean, it was a thing, but. Definitely wasn't what it is like today in terms of like video gaming and all
well, in terms
of
like databases yeah. or YouTube or guides or whatever. Yeah. It was just no man's land. And you yeah. just had to go figure stuff out. Without that discovery aspect, mm-hmm. I think a lot of people are obviously going to play if they're already playing WoW, and mm-hmm. some people will definitely come back. How long they keep people, that I'm not as sure about.
Yeah.
I think if they build
is it still a subscription fee that they plan on doing with it, or
so
is it
if
a
you're,
base game?
If you're already subscribed to WoW right now, mm-hmm. you get to play that as well. But
it
if you're
sense.
Not subscribed, I think you do need to subscribe and then
it
you can
would
play
make
Classic.
Sense, yeah.
Well, you know what people should also discover?
What?
This sponsor.
Oh,
let's hear from them.
Smile.
And we're back with the GG Over Easy podcast. Just talking about WoW, the old days. Made me think of, I was talking about this with some contractor that was over at my house the other day. The, like, old GameFAQs website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys ever use that?
Oh, like, I use it all the time.
FAQs or whatever.
Yeah, like, early 2000s, late 90s, where that's all you had.
IGN.
You have to print off, like, the 30-page,
yeah,
just like pure text, just walk through.
Yeah.
And you got to go through, look for cheat codes or something. Back like, that
yeah.
was all you had, the Wild West.
Yeah.
Yeah. And people just did that in their spare time for fun.
Yeah.
Like, there was, I don't think there was
them.
Any money
yeah.
involved with that at all.
You'd either have to get that or the walkthroughs.
Yeah, well, no. Yeah. Like, I remember I got stuck on
at, like,
Ocarina
GameStop
of Time when
were.
I was,
EB
like,
games.
Maybe 6 or 7, and I must have been stuck on a certain quest because I just didn't know to go from point A to point B just because I'm just pressing AAA and not reading the text. And it took me till I got, like, a game guide to figure out, like, where I was actually going.
Yeah.
And I could have been stuck there for 9 years, like, and I just
I mean,
not
games definitely come a ways, and they also know to look for stuff like that normally, or like how to ease your player, guide your player,
yeah.
even if
right
they're mm-hmm. they're Joe Schmo over here just gonna I don't
yeah.
care, wait, why don't I know what to do?
Yeah. I quit.
Oh my god, they didn't tell me. So yeah, they just didn't read it. But that also reminded me too, back in those days too, it was also miss rumors. People would tell you stuff,
like,
you could do in the game, for instance.
Yeah.
Oh,
the
yeah.
only way you know is if you try it.
Yeah.
I remember somebody told me on Smash 64, he said, there's a secret character. I'm like, the ones you unlock? He's like, no, there's another one. Because what, there's like 8 fighters
yeah.
total in that one?
I think you unlock 8 and then you get another 8?
It's no,
like
you
like
get 4 unlockable characters. It was Captain Falcon, Jigglypuff, Ness, and Luigi.
Yeah.
Those were the 4.
And I think total, is that 10 or 12? Blue, do you know?
Oh, maybe. I thought it was Mario. I have no idea.
I'm surprised you don't know.
Samus, Kirby, Link, Donkey Kong.
Mario. Pikachu.
That's six.
Was it just six?
I think it's that. And then those four. So I think it's
no,
ten
there
fighters.
Had to be Bowser?
Yoshi?
No, Bowser.
Oh, Yoshi.
Yoshi's in it. Yoshi. So there's one more.
So I think it was eight. And
so it might have been 12 total.
No, Peach isn't in it.
Was Melee.
Oh my God.
Somebody else. But I think
Fox?
Samus?
Yeah.
Fox. Yeah, Fox. Yep. There you go.
There it is.
So that's 12. Total. Okay. So whatever I was going on, what was I even talking about?
Secret characters. Yeah. Rumor secret characters.
There's a secret 13th character.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh,
do
shoot.
Tell.
I was like, what, bro?
And
I
how mean, old like, are you at this point? Like
elementary school? Yeah. Like way back when I had Smash 64. And they're like, you can get Raichu. I was like, no. And they're like, yeah, like
no
like
way.
On Pikachu's portrait when you unlock him, he's just like a little icon. You click that and it like switches to Raichu. And I was like, no way. And he's like, here's what you have to do. And it was some convoluted, wasted like 8 hours of my life.
Yeah.
And I do everything he told me, like he writ down the steps, whatever.
Yeah.
And people, you know, went the lengths back then.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just to debate you. So like 8 hours, a couple days, and I do that, and then I go to my screen, and I press the like special button combination on top of Pikachu. Nothing.
Yeah.
And I was like, I had it done wrong. I'm doing it again. And that's
so I have
like,
to repeat the whole 8 hour process.
Yeah,
now?
And that's Did when you... I realized like I think I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was gonna say you should have went up and told him, like, bro,
yeah,
this dude is crazy in multiplayer. And then he's like
yeah.
What?
Dude, I was playing my brother that just wrecking him with Raichu.
Like, I'll take a picture tomorrow and show you. And he'll be like,
oh my God.
Well, the rumor I fell for was in Super Mario 64, you could get like unlock Luigi if like you did like some certain steps and stuff like that.
I thought it was so, like hit the 120 stars.
That's what it was.
And then you go to the cannon.
Yeah, you go to like the fountain or whatever.
I remember hearing that one too.
Because like it's you could see L or whatever. So like that was like the
Or
big
you could
thing.
Get like Yoshi or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, or like
who are the evil people who like started all those?
Or like the Halo
and you
2
think
one.
It works so much. People are so angry that it spread like wildfire.
Like the Golden Warthog, you could drive the Golden Warthog in Halo 2
see,
if you did like some certain steps like that.
What's even crazier is that like things from that age, like I heard about that stuff when I was a kid.
Yeah.
You're younger than me. You're also not from the East Coast.
No, exactly.
And just everyone had those stories
That,
despite the fact that there's like internet
no
is basic, barely set up at this point. Everyone's just going off.
ASL was like sex location. Like where you at? Like,
like that's just crazy to me that everyone eventually found like had weird, similar experiences despite being in completely isolated.
Yeah.
You know,
there was like
the,
one where
country.
If you did like Endless Man Melee for like 100 or like killed like 150, you could get like Metal Mario or something like that. There were so many.
Yeah.
Or like you could play. Can't you actually play Master Hand in Melee with like a certain kind of steps and whatnot? I think you can with a glitch.
I have no idea.
If it is, it's like a mod that someone made like by homebrewing something.
Oh, really? You know, I think you could
like
actually
that.
Do it. I think I did. What's going on there, production master?
I think that camera's battery has died, so you just won't see my...
Oh,
for the last
10 minutes. For the last 8 minutes. Unlucky.
I know you guys are really missing out here. I'm
Unlucky.
Sorry. Yeah.
Sorry. We can cut to the wide.
I'm looking extra
cut
good today.
To the wide.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I just remember that. And grab your stack and they're all mixed. You're like, oh, which page goes to which? Like, which is walkthrough? And you're like, where is page 8? And that's the one you need.
Yeah.
Like, where is it?
Yeah.
I remember like my new game releases would be like with like the Game Informer magazine or like whatever those magazines
Nintendo
were.
Power.
Yeah. Like those
Brady,
would be like
Prima Guides and
stuff.
Oh,
yeah. Like those magazines were like the way I saw like games coming out. I remember my mom one day saw like Conker's Bad Fur Day was coming out and she thought the game was so sweet and innocent because it was like a little squirrel.
Yeah.
And then when like she went to go buy it, it was like rated M for mature. And she was like, why is this rated M for mature? And the guy like told her all about it. And she's like, I'm not buying this for him. But she bought Halo 2 for me. So it's all.
What?
Halo 2 a little different than,
than
Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Yeah, that's definitely a little different.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And
I was playing Vice City at that point too. Like I had played Vice City.
Yeah.
I couldn't watch PG-13 movies. Toss 13.
So you never played GTA?
I couldn't play teen games till I was like 13.
You
I
never tried
play
to
M
sneak
games
it? Like you never did
There's
you
no
ever
way
try
to sneak it?
You, did you ever try and play a game or like did you ever play a game like from like at your friend's house
at
or something
friend's
like
house.
That?
Yeah, that was the only way I could.
Oh, that's
yeah.
I had to sneak. I remember I was not allowed to watch South Park until I was 13. but I would try and sneak that every once in a while.
Oh, yeah. Just stay up to like midnight or something like that.
Yeah, like whenever it came at 10 o'clock or something like that. And yeah, I remember I couldn't watch that for a while. Or my parents were like, don't watch that for a while. Yeah. And then there were also some times where my mom thought that by taking away my World of Warcraft discs that I couldn't play, not knowing that those were the install discs only. So she took them away thinking like that I couldn't play or whatever.
Did you have to go like, no, mom? Did you like sell
it? No, I didn't do anything at all. I just kept playing. And then there was another point where they took away my computer because I was playing too much. And I yoinked my sister's laptop that she wasn't using. And I played on my sister's laptop. I had a drawer that I like on my stored desk, it in. And I would put it in the drawer and play on the laptop. And whenever I heard them come up the stairs, I would put it away.
What would you be doing if they walked in the room just reading a fucking book?
I would just turn it off, or like I'd be doing something else on the computer or whatever. Because they thought that without the discs, I couldn't play. So as long as they didn't see me playing, I thought it was fine. Mm-hmm. And then there were other times where they tried to set up parental controls on my account where it just automatically logged out.
Were you just playing too much and your parents
were
like,
I was playing so much. I would come home from school, bag gets dropped on the ground, go straight into the basement all day, all night until I would hear the stomps of either my mom or my dad coming downstairs at midnight. I'm in the middle of a raid and they're like, yelling at me, like, you gotta go to bed. They would try parental controls where it would just automatically log off. But then I figured out the password that they changed on my account so that I could log back in, just to change it, and then change it back to the midnight when I was done.
Yeah.
Oh, so I would have to do that. I went to extreme lengths to play World of Warcraft in high school. You do not even understand how much I played World of Warcraft.
It was
an addiction.
Do you think your parents did a good job of trying to get you off WoW? But
they tried. Yeah. I was just dedicated to
the cause.
Do you
think as a parent you would try and do the same thing?
I think I'd be a little more forgiving in terms of like...
Did you have good grades and everything? Like,
I had okay grades.
B's.
There
you go.
You know, junior high, high school, A's and B's here and there. Maybe occasional C. College, not the same story until I got together in senior year.
Mm-hmm.
So like my grades were never like awful. I was never failing out of classes or anything. Yeah.
But you just
but they could be better.
Uh-huh.
And you also have to keep in mind that my dad has like, I think, multiple master's degrees and a doctorate. And so his expectations for me are probably a little bit higher.
Than being a guild master.
than playing World of Warcraft. But joke's on him because this is my living now.
Yeah.
And like, honestly, he's probably my biggest fan at this point.
Yeah, it's cool. My dad's the same way. It's really funny how that works.
Yeah, like I went through some real stuff trying to make sure that I could play World of Warcraft. And my mom has since been like, thank you for the worst thing about raising you or like whatever was just you were playing too many video games.
Yeah, just that, like, you weren't partying,
you weren't
drunk
going out partying, you weren't getting into drugs, you weren't drinking, you weren't getting into trouble.
You just
wanted to play too many video games and you were home and you were saying, and all my friends were like that too. My friends, we did was just play video games.
Is that
games.
All you thought about in high school was WoW? Like when I get home from WoW, like I'm doing this.
Yeah. When I get home from school, just WoW.
I guess it was like that for me with Halo, but I soon fell out of that. Like it never absorbed my life. Like
it completely. Because
with Halo, it's only you can only go so far. But like with WoW, it's questing and raiding. It's so different.
I was upset, especially when I was trying to go for High Warlord, which is a PvP rank at the time. There could only be one High Warlord, or maybe two, per server faction per week.
Mm-hmm.
So there was like this whole rotation of top PvPers, like making sure that everyone was hitting the ranks that they needed to hit, because you needed to get a certain amount of like honor points and ranked kills or honorable kills in PvP. So I had to like join up with that group. And in order to grind that many kills, there were literally people account sharing going like 8 hour shifts.
I think
that's
how like Rifle got banned or somehow or something like that.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it was related to that. Maybe I forget what it was.
Yeah, it was
but he got banned for account sharing.
Yeah.
But people would account share to make sure that the proper people could hit this ranking.
Yeah.
And it took me like months to get into this inner circle where I could just grind PvP with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I got up to rank 11. Rank 14 was the highest.
And how much did you have to play to like...
Literally drop the bag on the ground, go play. Just
10 hours.
Warsong Gulch in a pub stomp group for hours. and hours just to even get close to what I needed to do.
That's like, so funny.
I was obsessed.
It fascinates me how crazy like WoW was, and like so many people have that story with WoW, and I feel like I missed that. So that's like what I want to try and get back with Classic and see if I can think it's catch too late, that. Though. No.
I don't think you're gonna get the same. Like maybe you as an individual get that kind of cool experience, mm-hmm. but it will be marred by people who already know what they're doing.
Yeah, 100%.
Because they can just be like, oh, we're going to go over here,
and then we're going over here, and then do that.
The community and all that stuff.
Yeah. It's a fan service title, which, I mean, is not bad, but...
It's 100% fan service. Yeah. Like, there's no other way around it. I don't know if they were planning on seeing, like, if it's going to make any extra money or whatever for how much
How long can you keep it going for? I mean, if you think about it, because then it just turns into World of Warcraft, right?
Like, right.
You can only release so many raids and so much content to the game.
I mean, people still play RuneScape to this day, so...
Yeah, people are still on RuneScape old school.
I guess, yeah.
That was like the most popular mobile game or whatever.
Dude, I remember fifth grade, Blake Harris walks up to me and goes, dude, you gotta play RuneScape. And this is like when I'm playing like Halo 2 and stuff on Xbox. Yeah. I was like, RuneScape? And I was like, is that like an Xbox game? Like, no, PC. And I'm like,
how do I shoot people?
I'm like, laptop. I'm like, okay, I guess I'll play on my parents' laptop. I load it in and it's like literally like pixel people, like cubes, like polygons.
Individual polygons.
Oh my God. And I was like, what is this? And it's like, go and it's like Tutorial Island. And it's like, go and cook some shrimp and catch them and cook them. And I was like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
I'm going to go back to BYX or whatever.
BXB.
Yeah, BXB.
BXR. It's a little before your time.
Yeah, well, it's because I wasn't allowed to play. I probably would have been playing. But I mean, I didn't. That was the funny thing, too, that when I picked up Halo 3, because like your WoW experience was my Halo experience.
Yeah.
Where like I didn't keep it up probably for as long, but for a straight year and a half.
That's all it was.
It was like school, come home. PvP or custom games,
just sleep. Play like whatever.
Just play in multiplayer games, and I remember only like within a month of owning an Xbox and playing Halo, I was at like top ranks beating kids, and people were messaging me that I was like hacking or whatever because like it shows like how old your account is, and I was just like I've only been playing FPS for a month and I'm just wrecking kids.
Yeah,
and so I was like, oh, we eating right now, and after a year and a half, I think. Black Ops. I played a little bit of Modern Warfare 2.
That was
2,
crazy, dude. You then Black Ops came out so hard.
Black Ops is still my favorite.
I grinded. Dude,
it was Black weird. Ops. Like, I'm not kidding. We played like the first night it came out, and then I was gone in California for like maybe a week, and he came back. He was 12th prestige. Like,
I went ham.
It
bro.
Was crazy. You were prestige in like a day. You said a prestige in a half a day or something.
I think
like
every other day or something. I had like a system where I was hitting certain challenges, and so I'd get an FXP, blah, jeez. Blah, blah. And I hit 15th prestige, like gold on every weapon, all that kind of stuff.
I mean, you technically started on Call of Duty videos. And
yeah.
So did you, technically.
Probably like 1 in 3 people did.
Yeah.
All the
especially
big YouTubers.
If you started,
like,
absolutely. If you started around that time, odds are you did some kind of a Call of Duty video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what gaming was then on YouTube.
Yeah.
Any Modern Warfare on your channel, maybe?
I fell out of love with Call of Duty because... I was doing my Call of Duty channel, but I was also working in television at the time. So I'm working 12, 13, 14 hour days.
So this is after college?
This is after college. Uh-huh. I'm working 12, 13, 14 hour days, 5 days a week minimum.
Los Angeles. Like
in Los Angeles. So I would literally come home and I would only play the game just so I could maybe get clips that I needed for a YouTube video. Like I had a checklist that I had. Like, okay, you need a clip of this, you need a clip of this, you need a clip of this. And it just got to the point where I just stopped having fun with it because I was only playing it just to find really specific clips that I wanted for games. So after Black Ops 2...
I feel personally attacked right now.
After Black Ops 2...
That's what I do with a lot of games.
Yeah, but it, like you probably also weren't going to work on a TV set for 14 hours and then coming back.
Well, I'm saying right now.
Yeah.
Like it's more so... Well, I don't have a checklist, but like odds are I'm only playing a game just for video.
Yeah.
Get a win.
Destiny is, well, even then, even if I'm not recording it, odds
it's
are I'm grinding
something.
To make a video.
Yeah. Right.
To get to something.
But do you have
to
fun with the games that you're playing?
Yeah.
See, and I wasn't having fun. That was my thing, is I was just getting so frustrated trying to get the things that I need. And if I didn't get them, I would just
get mad and upset.
Enraged. Well,
that's why I hated Fortnite when I was doing it.
Yeah.
Because, like... With that, it's like, if you don't get a win, it's not.
Yeah.
You can't even... And then, even then, like, is the win good enough?
Yeah,
like,
right.
Did enough stuff happen? So, we'd be playing for hours and just, like, not even like remotely top finishes. And that's when I would get like, I just need a win.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I uploaded.
Like, that was when it like wasn't fun.
I uploaded one win. And then the second and last Fortnite video I uploaded was a game where like, it was like quads. Two of us died immediately. The two who are still alive, like backs to the wall the whole time. Like it couldn't possibly get any worse. And then it does. It comes down to like a 1v1. I die and we end up losing. And the guy who lives is like a couple of health or something like that. And people were like, why'd you upload this? Yeah. I was like, cause it was a crazy game, but like people just didn't care, but we didn't win.
Yeah.
Like literally all I had to do was land one or two more shots.
And it's like sick video, dude.
So right, exactly. And it's just like, it was a crazy. Did you not enjoy the suspense and
it's
the experience?
Journey. It's not about like the end destination. Yeah. It's about what happened.
And then like people started going
not
super
YouTube.
Crazy.
Not
ultra
for the comments.
And I was like, all right, I'm done with the Fortnite.
Well, I mentioned I was like this close to being a Fortnite channel. It's one of the first videos I did.
Yeah, I saw.
Yeah, it's like the luckiest start in
like
Fortnite
two
or whatever. Right, yeah, and it's literally just because I landed and found a gold scar.
Yeah.
I got like 12th or something. Like it wasn't even like great. I got like two kills or something, but like I just found a gold scar. I was like, oh, that's really lucky. I'll just do that. I got like a million views or something.
Imagine if you won that game, dude.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, what if you won that game?
Yeah, probably would have won.
You could
have
been Mr. Fortnite Fruit over
here.
Yeah,
maybe. So I was like, oh, wow. Like
Mr. Fortnite Fruit.
And this was like back though, like before
Fruit does Fortnite.
It was even like that was like the first week or two. Whatever.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, I guess I'll make some more. And then nothing really ever after that ever took off, and eventually, and then it was getting to the point where that's what it was just like, I need clip. I'm like just slaving away for like a couple hours, and for me with how many videos I do and different stuff,
oh yeah,
like I can't spend that much
and
time
then like
on
it was
thing.
Getting to the point where everybody was getting really good at Fortnite
and
everybody was playing
a
lot because we weren't playing a lot because we were playing other games. So we didn't know how to build the Eiffel Tower in a battle.
Yeah.
So we've just
and then
lose.
It turns into Overwatch streaming, where it's basically like if you're not a GM or Overwatch League player, like why am I like no one wants to watch me in Diamond dying to Tracer Zenyatta 800 times a match. Like who wants to watch that?
I watch it. I like
it. Like,
I might try the 2-2 stuff.
Yeah.
It also got to the point where it's like it's not even if you're entertaining. You have to be entertaining and good.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like you have to be entertaining, but you should also be winning.
Right? Yeah.
Or it was like it was
but
either
you got to be.
It was either that or you're just like just a fragger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're Shroud,
like
basically.
Tfue or Shroud or Ninja, something like that.
Faker, some
Faker Senpai, but that's a little different.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
it's
that
crazy,
was
man.
That was the Fortnite craze, and then took over. It's still taking over. Gaming.
Yeah.
I think it forever changed, especially like content creation. Everything changed.
You go to trending tab in gaming. It
quickly became YouTube gaming, Twitch, everything. Very quickly became from all these things muddied down into Fortnite, not Fortnite.
Right.
And then Fortnite was taken off, and everything that wasn't Fortnite was.
Yeah.
Struggling. I mean, Mixer was having that problem for a while. It was like people only wanted to stream Fortnite on Mixer. Like
there's
there
still
was
just, kind
it
of
still
battle
is.
Yeah.
Like that.
It it's just is. Yeah, like it just Fortnite just blew up and. Like it didn't help that Mixer also did like the what was it like the hot zone or something like that where they would broadcast a streamer who's in like the top 10 and then you could it's basically NFL red zone for Fortnite
it is
and so you wouldn't have people watching streams you'd have people watching NFL red zone Fortnite red zone
I love NFL red zone
on Mixer
but see it ruins you then you watch that
it does
and then like for me
it makes football totally different but it makes it way better
I like to watch
I love it I have the Patriots on
League of Legends esports, like the LCS and stuff. But if I can't catch games during the weekend or whatever, I'll watch highlights.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll watch those highlights. And then I'm trying to watch a normal game. It's like,
yeah, it's like, when is the exciting
stuff? Yeah, like, I'm so used to like a kill happens. And I'm like, all right. Oh, it didn't cut to the next action. It's like, it kind of ruins it sometimes. So then I have a hard time
you're
watching
kinda
it.
You're
kind of
jaded now.
Team,
yeah.
Yeah.
But something like that. Same thing with.
I mean, it can be a slow game.
I mean, you have to enjoy it for what it is and like the macro and all that kind of stuff. But like
I enjoy
go
League
from the highlights
as an esport. I can't play it for the life of me, but I love watching it. I think it's one of the
I've spent way
esports.
Too much time to be average at that game.
Yeah.
I'm only
what's
gold.
Your rank right now?
Gold.
Oh, okay.
Which is top 20%.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm top 20, but like.
But how much
you
you've played this
game
over the years?
If you look at any other game I try and compete in or like play.
Yeah.
Top 20% would be sad. Like,
yeah.
I could do way better, but man.
Like Overwatch, you're low masters, right? And that's
I was diamond.
I mean, you've been around like 3,300. Like
the highest I ever was with 3,400.
Yeah,
I was close at one point, but
3,670.
That one was tough for me to grind out. Well, I never
master thought. Boys. Yeah. Yeah, mine was about like 30. Mine was less than Rob. I kept at like 3,600.
3,670.
Well, the problem I have with Overwatch, just like I have with League, and I think this is also the problem why I don't climb, is I can't play the same person. Like with League, if it's stupid, especially since there's like 130 champions now, if I play a game and I do well with a champion, I'm like, all right, I'm bored. Let's play a different one.
Yeah.
And then I do badly with that, and I was like, all right, I have to play until I get a good game with this guy.
Yeah.
And then I get a game, like, all right, I'm bored. And then I go, so like,
it's just a vicious cycle.
But the way to climb is like, you get good at the champion, you
just main somebody,
and then you master them. Yeah.
Same thing with Overwatch. I could never. I mean, I would play like Hanzo for a little bit. I'm like, yeah, I got Switch.
That season,
then I would play Tank. I got Switch.
Like, the season I got to 3,600 was, I think, like 140 just hours Pharah. With Pharah.
Yeah.
That's all I played.
Just one character. Literally, I mean, that was me with Zen, essentially. It's just like Zen focused on hitting headshots, learning placements.
I mean, with now the 2-2-2, like Q, I mean, you can just switch heroes all the time now. You can just kind of pick whoever you want and know that the team comp isn't going to suffer to it.
That's probably something I'm going to try in September.
Yeah.
Is a little bit of Overwatch because I'm rapidly running out of things to do on Destiny, and it should be a liberating feeling, and it's not because it's like, oh my god, I'm finally done. I got the Reckoner, and I got the armor, and I got the Chronicle. What am I gonna do for streams now? Like, is anyone gonna watch anything else that I do?
Do I matter? Like, has am I not even relevant anymore after this video?
Yeah, like. It's actually kind of scary for me just as a Destiny only person. It's just like
you have your Tuesday raid night now
and you don't have Triumph grinds. You're basically done with that. You're done with all your titles for the most part. I have two sets of armor to get and then I don't have anything. I'm out.
Beaten the game essentially.
And it's pretty nerve-wracking, honestly. Like
quit being such a grinder.
You're
too real of a gamer.
But it's like, I want those things and I want to feel done because I can do other things now. It frees me up. But then it's also like, well, Destiny is my main thing and that's what people are there for. And then if I start to stream less Destiny, then when I come back to Destiny, not as many people might come back and it's just...
Yeah.
That's, I mean, especially if it's your career, like you don't want your career to have seasons. You want it just be one straight thing,
right?
There's like just stuff for you to do all the time.
Yeah,
that's not Destiny.
Well, it might be Destiny with how they're doing Shadowkeep. We'll see, but
I mean, ill
could be
would be ill.
But Blue, who was that when you hit Masters? Was that Hanzo,
who or Genji? Or might have been you've been playing Tank.
It was Reinhardt.
Yeah, I think you were playing Reinhardt.
It was Reinhardt. I don't know.
It's like season two.
I always got shoehorned into tank because nobody wanted to play tank.
That was like triple tank.
I got shoehorned into support because no one played support.
Guess I'm playing Reinhardt because we need a Reinhardt. Like you always back then, like
that was me
if you didn't have a Reinhardt, why are you playing comp?
Yeah.
So
that carries.
Yeah. I'm excited to try the 2-2-2.
Yeah, I think so. I think it'll.
But I'm more waiting until BlizzCon when we hear unofficially, but it seems like it's guaranteed we're going to hear something about Overwatch too.
Yeah.
Because I'm more interested.
Holy shit. Overwatch.
I'm more interested.
It just doesn't feel like a game you can put a sequel on. So that's why I'm trying to figure out what in the world they're going to do. And I think they're only adding story, which is not going to save the game.
I think like adding like a story and then like adding like 20 heroes or something ridiculous.
I mean,
like
that would never happen.
I don't think it would ever happen.
Oh my God.
It's been what, 3 or 4 years and we've gotten 8 heroes?
Yeah.
I mean, how many does League have in their first 3 years?
Dude, I played.
It released with 30, but I'm not when it first came out. Mm-hmm. Every week or every 2 weeks was a new champion.
Yeah, they were releasing a lot back then.
Yeah, and they weren't afraid if it was broken. They just sent it out and then all right, we'll tweak it
because League was the best back then because no one knew what they were doing. I played when Olaf was new.
Yeah,
that's when maybe that's when I either started or when I quit. I quit summer of 2011, and I remember very vividly. Because I was I first moved out to California and I was in a terrible apartment with three other very not ideal roommates.
Mm-hmm. And good way to put it.
And just
everybody has that
playing games and but like back then it was just no one knew what they were doing and there was no like top middle bottom jungler setups builds. Whatever. And it's just that's when video games are the best. It's just when no one has any idea what they're doing.
That's when I capitalize on games.
Right.
When a game first comes out, I feel like I can get a grasp on a new game quicker than some. But then I never get in deep enough. So then after that initial period of like We're feeling it out as soon as they're like, okay, now we know what we're doing.
Yeah, and then people just rocket past.
That's like what Gambit was for me too. Like everyone didn't know, and then suddenly everyone knows the burn.
Yeah,
and then it's like, all right, yeah. And
yeah,
all was going crazy.
Don't even get me started on Gambit. I'm like,
who Gambit?
Don't even get me started. I got my Reckoner.
Any Dredgens in the chat? Oh,
I will only play Gambit if I'm forced to play Gambit for whatever arbitrary quests or whatever Bungie puts out for that. Otherwise, I'm done. Unless they make some changes, and the changes that I'm looking for specifically.
I'm 3% medals off of Hush. And then I'm not touching Gambit.
No. Well, let me ask this again. Are there any Dredgens in the chat? Whoa, look at that thing.
Oh.
I'm going to risk that. That's my favorite thing when he calls you a Dredgen.
It doesn't work. It's just out of focus.
There you go.
Are you getting Dredgen? No.
Nothing. All right. Well, can we try
that? Look at this blurry stain.
That's from Guardian Con. Those things are actually pretty nice.
Yeah, they are very nice.
Just like a little giveaway thing.
Yeah, very nice.
But you know what else really is cool? Nice?
Yeah.
You, Dado. Thanks. Thank you so much for coming on
Pleasure.
The podcast.
I hope you enjoy your time on GG Over Easy.
It was very fun.
Good.
I hope to be back.
Because I know you are a podcast connoisseur, and we can find you on a lot of other podcasts, but we hope you enjoyed it here.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
that's not the answer.
In that I'm a podcast connoisseur.
I mean,
I'm not. I appear on a lot of them, but I don't want to have my own.
You don't want
to
have your own?
I'll show up on others, but I don't want to have my own.
You can show up here any day.
Whatever you guys want.
This can be your...
my podcast away from home.
Yeah, if you want to be like, hey, I want to be on this week.
This is your Borderlands 3. All
right.
This is your home away
from home. That I can do.
Yeah.
That I can do.
Where can people find you, Dado, if they don't know?
On the internet.
Okay.
Okay.
Sweet.
Search Dado. I'm not the data... the data management company. I'm everything else.
Okay. D-A-T-T-O.
Yep.
Dado. Dado does Destiny. Find him everywhere.
You can find me at twitch.tv/BlueWestlow and Instagram BlueWestlowGaming.
And Rob, where can we find you?
Hey guys, please donate to my channel, twitch.tv/RobbieV. I really need the money.
Okay.
If you don't donate over 50, then why are you even in my chat?
I don't think it's sad, but...
And you can find me, search Mr. Fruit, Mr. Fruit Gaming...
Or Mr. Produce, as it says on your shirt.
Yes. Is that what that actually says?
I when I went to Japan, I brought that shirt with me to wear, and I asked my friend who speaks Japanese, what does this shirt actually say? And he looked at it. He's like, I get it, what it's supposed to say. It actually says, it's more along the lines of Mr. Produce, but I get what they were saying with Mr. Fruit. I get it.
That's good enough for me.
At least it wasn't like, anal bead or something like that. Yeah. At least it wasn't that.
No, so it is... as accurate as it's probably going to get.
Yeah.
So shout out to the people who bought this. If you didn't, it's too late.
It's fairly accurate.
I think fruit in Japanese, by the way, is kudamono.
You told me that in a golf episode. I've remembered that.
Kudamono. Fun fact.
Arigato sarimasu.
Thank you very much for watching. We'll see you next Sunday.
And
woo, it's hot in here.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.